This is Tom Rowe on a submarine in the Hudson Valley Bay reporting for the 26th Century Network about a treasure trove of underwater information just discovered on the bay's sea floor just north of New York City. The sub uncovered what appears to be a Superfund site from the 20th century, with reports about pirates, sea monsters, Martian crossings, and the origin of the Hudson Valley Bay's famous three-eyed sturgeon. The Superfund program seemed to be designed to report, experiment, and create new sea creatures 500 years ago. Our first newly discovered audio report concerns the beloved 20th century military figure, General Electric. It seems that General Electric, or GE as he was known, is the father of the three-eyed sturgeon that makes Hudson Valley Bay and New York Harbor famous today. The delicious fish is widely caught throughout the area now. 500 years ago, however, there was no Hudson Valley Bay, but something called the Hudson River, though it was not a river, but actually an estuary with salty ocean water and tides. Global warming set the waters rising in the 21st century, and the valley filled with water between the Catskill and Berkshire Mountains. The reports we recovered, along with signs and other records at the Superfund site, indicate that General Electric seeded the waters here with some type of food he invented called PCB. The three-eyed sturgeon apparently evolved from this fish food into a new species of superfish, as this next audio clip indicates. It is a conversation between New York Governor Montgomery Burns and a scientist of the day.
So you're saying this fish might have an advantage over other fish. It may in fact be a kind of superfish.
I wouldn't mind having a third eye, would you?
No.
The Hudson River and New York Harbor were once known for much larger, stranger fish than just the three-eyed sturgeon, with monsters called whales roaming throughout New York Harbor and apparently up much of the Hudson River 120 miles north of Manhattan in a now flooded city called Hudson. That city, according to these underwater records, was once a whaling capital of renown. You can hear some of the whale recordings we found at the Superfund site behind me now. But whales weren't the only monsters roaming these waters. We found this story from a radio report from the 20th century talking about a famous monster attack from 1807, something called Fulton's Monster.
The surprise and dismay excited among the crews of these vessels by the appearance of a steamer was extreme. These simple people, the majority of whom had heard nothing of Fulton's experiment, beheld what they supposed to be a huge monster, vomiting fire and smoke from its throat, lashing water with its fins, and shaking the river with its roar, approaching rapidly in the very face of both wind and tide. Some threw themselves flat on the deck of their vessel, where they remained in agony of terror until the monster had passed, while others took to their boats and made for the shore in dismay, leaving their vessels to drift helplessly down the stream. Nor was this terror confined to the sailors. The people dwelling along the shore crowded the bank to gaze upon the steamer as she passed by. This is Mike Sharpie reporting for WXCR, New York.
Apparently, the sea monsters that roamed New York Harbor and its nearby tributaries and estuaries were not frightening enough to scare off the pirates that constantly plagued water traffic from the 1600s into the 22nd century. Famous pirate Captain Kidd, for instance, is reported to have buried treasures of jewels and gold somewhere in the old Hudson River, just north of Manhattan, though it was never found. In the 1980s, the pirates' booty was airwaves. Here is a report from a New York City television station in 1987 about pirates stealing the local airwaves.
Radio New York International, they call themselves, transmitting what they call freeform radio with a rock and roll accent and a pacifist beat from this decrepit ship. Their mission, not only to provide an alternative service, they said, but to strike a blow for unregulated radio.
And we're a group of people that put a ship here, docked in international territory, to broadcast a free format type of radio to the New York metropolitan area.
But the Federal Communications Commission did not agree. And after citing the operators over the weekend for broadcasting without a license, it had the Coast Guard move in this morning and arrest all those on board, including a reporter for the Village Voice, who was doing a story on the station. He was finally released when the Coast Guard cutter reached land, but two of the station operators, Alan Weiner and Ivan Rothstein, were taken into custody, even though they insist they have done no wrong.
I can't understand what law this is that they claim we're violating. We never would have established the station if we knew it was illegal. We had no intention to break any laws. We just wanted to provide free, uncensored radio to the listeners in the metropolitan area.
David Diaz, News 4, Brooklyn.
The Coast Guard had to drop its plans to tow the Sarah into Staten Island because it didn't have the power to raise its 10,000-pound anchor. And the FCC has dismantled the transmitter aboard the ship.
As the Hudson River widened and New York Harbor became larger, pirates then began looting the flooded houses and buildings along what once had been the shore, but was now covered with water. Thousands of homes were looted by pirates anchored above, scuba diving in to salvage whatever of worth was left behind when the waters rose. Of course, the most famous story we came across in our underwater discovery concerned the Martian crossing of the Hudson River in 1938. The Mercury Theater on the Air provided this news report of how the Martians crossed the large body of water.
Now I look down the harbor, all manner of boats, overloaded with fleeing population, pulling out from docks. Streets are all jammed. Noise and crowds like New Year's Eve in city. Wait a minute. The enemy is now in sight above the Palisades. Five great machines. First one is crossing the river. I can see it from here, wading the Hudson like a man wading through a brook. A bulletin is handed me. Martian cylinders are falling all over the country. One outside of Buffalo, one in Chicago, St. Louis. Seem to be timed and spaced. Now the first machine reaches the shore. He stands watching, looking over the city. Steel cowlish head is even with the skyscrapers. He waits for the others. Rise like a line of new towers on the city's west side. Now they're lifting their metal hands. This is the end now. Smoke comes out, black smoke drifting over the city. People in the streets see it now. They're running toward the East River, thousands of them, dropping in like rats. Now the smoke's spreading faster. It's reached Times Square. People are trying to run away from it, but it's no use. They're falling like flies. Now the smoke's crossing 6th Avenue. 5th Avenue. 100 yards away. It's 50 feet.
Thank you for listening to this report of the ancient stories of the New York waterways, culled from audio reports recently discovered at an underwater Superfund site by submarines in Hudson Valley Bay, just north of Manhattan. This has been Tom Rowe reporting for the 26th Century Network.